Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Inspiration, the process of being mentally stimulated to feel something, especially something creative. Sometimes inspiration turns into action, and sometimes inspired ideas just fade away. Inspiration's the thought process of moving the intellect or the emotions. You yourself can feel inspired, and your idea could also be an inspiration to others. Inspiration can change other people's minds or even move them to action. An inspiration is a product of your mind, your thinking. Most big ideas start with a spark of inspiration, a bolt of insight, an epiphany when the light bulb comes on. If you have the next big evolutionary inspiration, like the printing press or the computer or the solar cell, you could change the world. The noun inspiration can mean a sudden intuition or idea or something that moves you to take action. Some have linked getting inspiration with routine activities, going for a walk, taking a shower, doing a routine chore, like mowing the lawn. My wife debriefs me after I mow our field, asks me what insights I found out there. Inspiration can be a sudden intuition as part of solving a problem. I love to MacGyver problems, use some workaround or cobble together a solution. We were playing bocce a few years ago, but we had nothing to attach to the scoreboard. So I used jumper cables. Some of my friends think everybody uses jumper cables to keep score at bocce. Inspiration can be big ideas or little ideas. Cooking dinner night after night can become pretty monotonous, so an inspired dinner idea is always appreciated. Having an insight into a relationship with a friend or family member, it's not a big thing in the course of history, but it can be a very useful insight to you. It's exciting to observe someone else's inspiration, reading a book, looking at art. I still remember staring up at the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel and gazing at the water lilies painting by Claude Monet. Great works of art or amazing works of nature, like the Grand Canyon. These can all leave a person with a sense of awe and wonder. It's one thing to have an inspiring idea and quite another to get people to buy into your idea. I worked with one doctor who was so enamored with his own brilliant ideas and flabbergasted when others didn't recognize his genius. You can increase your personal inspiration through everyday creativity. Take a different route to work. Have something different for lunch. Little things can make a big difference in how you see the world. Or not, but it can't hurt. I really enjoyed the book by Elizabeth Gilbert titled Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear. Gilbert says we all have creative ideas and inspiration, but we seldom act on those ideas because of fear that our ideas and abilities aren't good enough. She suggests attitudes and habits people can use to express their inspiration. To breathe life into an idea, this can be difficult if you're in a mundane situation, but it could be just what you need. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.